Adaptive multi-factor authentication adjusts security requirements based on real-time evaluation of user behavior, device attributes, and environmental factors. Instead of applying the same verification steps to every login, it increases authentication when risk is high and streamlines access when the environment is trusted, improving security and user experience. Traditional multi-factor authentication relies on fixed verification steps, such as passwords and one-time codes, for every access attempt. Adaptive multi-factor authentication builds on this foundation by analyzing real-time signals, device characteristics, location data, and user behavior to gauge risk. When the system senses low risk, it streamlines access. When it detects unusual activity, it applies additional checks. This evolution reduces user friction during routine logins while strengthening security against emerging threats. Adaptive authentication evaluates each access attempt by analyzing real-time contextual signals, device characteristics, network location, time of day, and user behavior patterns. By correlating these factors with historical login records and threat intelligence, the system assigns a dynamic risk score that determines whether to grant seamless access or invoke additional verification steps. The adaptive workflow begins when a user attempts to sign in. The system gathers contextual data, device attributes, location details, and usage patterns, and passes these to a decision engine that calculates a risk rating. Based on that rating and predefined policies, the system either grants immediate access or requires additional verification, such as a one-time code or biometric scan. Feedback from each attempt refines future risk evaluations, ensuring continuous learning and improvement. Adaptive multi-factor authentication is ideal for scenarios such as remote workforce access, privileged account logins, and high-value transactions where risk levels change based on user behavior and device context. By adapting verification steps in real time, organizations strengthen security, reduce friction for trusted users, support regulatory compliance, and lower help desk costs. To get started, map your current authentication flows, define risk criteria, select and configure an adaptive solution, run a small-scale pilot, monitor outcomes, and then refine policies for full deployment.